So it's a big game this evening. It's the Manchester FA County Cup final between FC United women's team and Manchester Stingers. And joining us now for a little preview chat, we're joined by the manager of the women's team at FC United. It's Luke Podmore and his son, I believe. Hello, Luke. How are you?
Hiya, Ben. Yeah, really good. Thanks, mate. We're getting ready for the final together. So, we're looking forward to it.
You know, you've got this cup final. It's the first step, hopefully, towards a treble for the club. But you've got this league backlog as well of fixtures. How difficult has it been this period, juggling all the fixtures?
Yeah, I mean, we've had to put, obviously, three different caps on, you know, throughout these last few weeks. And we'll continue to do that next weekend, on the 22nd against CMB in the Argyle Cup. Yeah, so it's tough because each one of them has a consequential effect on the next one. Obviously, if you used to, you know, lose points or you struggle or, you know, that the next one comes thick and fast and, you know, you haven't really got time to really, you know, organise yourself, or we've not even trained for a while now. We won't train now till the start of May because we've literally just got games. So, you know, obviously being a team that, you know, the level that we're at, we don't really get an opportunity to train on another day. So, yeah, it's really challenging, you know, but at the end of the day, it's going to make us, you know, a lot stronger as a squad. I mean, we've been together, you know, it means we spend a little bit more time together in the week and obviously at weekends, so that brings us closer together. And, you know, if we can use that and try and sort of funnel that into the performances, which we have been doing, you know, we can actually come out of it, you know, not better off, but, you know, just as strong, really. So that's what we've been trying to do.
And if I can liken it to the men's team, Tom Greaves made and you know this because you were part of that coaching staff in the early days, about making the decision to streamline the squad a bit and to make it like, you know, we've got a core group of players here and they're going to get us through to the remainder of the season. Has that been a decision you've made as well, where you've gone, we need to not necessarily have a players sitting around maybe not getting game time and just plough on regardless, essentially, and just get through with determination?
Yeah, I think it's been a bit of both, really. I mean, at the end of the day, no one likes to sit on the bench, do you? No one likes to be a squad player, but unfortunately in football, you need some of those players. So, you know, I was happy for people to move on and happy, for, you know, I certainly wouldn't really stand in anyone's way because obviously everybody wants to play football, don't they? So I knew what we had and I knew which, you know, we've got 18 at the moment that are currently available. So that's a really nice number. And obviously it also gives, I think, maybe the players in the squad now, the 18, it also means that they know they're going to play quite a lot over the next few weeks, so that also can be a nice thing as well. They know that they're going to be part of it, and they know that, you know, now we haven't got lots of other players to compete against at this moment in time. It's their time to sort of roll the sleeve up and get stuck in, and yeah, we've had to use everybody, and you know, that's what will continue to happen over the next few weeks.
And obviously this evening's game, it's a special competition for yourself. You've mentioned it a couple of times, just the fact that, you know, this was the first cup you won as manager of FC United. It's the first step, as we said earlier, of a potential treble. The pressure's on, though, isn't it?
Not I'll say the T word, by the way. We're not mentioning that yet. We're taking it as it comes. So the treble is parked for now. But yeah, we take each game as it comes. It's going to be a really tough game. It's a cup final at the end of the day. You know, they're a league above. You know, they've obviously got themselves to that position because, you know, they've won this league, or they've won this league in the past, and they, you know, they are where they are and they operate at that level. So we've got to be mindful of that. People will say, oh yeah, well, we beat teams from, you know, high leagues before. Well, yeah, we have, but we've, you know, a cup final is there's so many variables in a cup final that, you know, people do come into their own, and you know, experience will count for something in this final, that's for sure. But I'm just hoping, obviously, that the form that we're in and the way that we're playing and the way that we are as a group, you know, that'll make up for any tiny, you know, gaps that we need to fill in terms of our, you know, our quality is unquestionable. We're a fantastic team. We've got a great set of players. And I said to the players, you know, to do back-to-back County Cup champions, that takes you to a different level. That, you know, a lot of teams, you know, not a lot of teams, but teams can win cups or what, you know, one off, and they might not win again ever again. But to go and do it twice in a row, that tells you that, you know, you're a real side, and I think it'll set the market down for next year as well.
And finally, just the squad, how's it shaping up going into this evening's game?
Fantastic, actually. Yeah, we've got I'd probably say we've got our strongest 16 we've ever had. At this moment in time, so that is, you know, the most pleasing thing to come out of this like mini period sort of thing. You know, everyone's come together. You know, we've got a look at the bench, and I'm taken back really by it. It's almost like, you know, when you when you speak up Man City, you think, oh, look what I've got on the bench, it's literally that good. You know, I can change it in, you know, it gives me so many options. I've got a goalkeeper, I've got a striker, I've got a winger, I've got a fullback, I've got a centre-back, I've got everything. So we're fully prepared for what's going to come. And obviously that's up to me to manage that, you know, manage the situations as and when I see it fit. But, you know, we're prepared for every eventuality, and that's going to give us the best chance to win the cup then. You know, that's brilliant for us.